Well, the news of the world scandal sparked calls for an investigation of media practices here in Australia too. Today, public hearings for the Independent Media Inquiry got underway in Melbourne this morning. The inquiry is chaired by the former Federal Court Judge Ray Finkelstein, and Samantha Donovan is at the hearing. She joins us now. Sam, what did Judge Finkelstein say today about the purpose of this inquiry?
Yes, he outlined, of course, Eleanor, that the focus of the inquiry is on print media regulation, including online and the operation of the Press Council. He made a brief opening statement and emphasised that it's an independent inquiry. He stressed that neither the Minister for Communications, Stephen Conroy, nor any member of his staff or any other representative of the executive government had discussed their views with him or told him what should be investigated. Mr. Finkelstein said he's been accused already by media representatives and members of the public of expanding the inquiry beyond its terms of reference, but he denied that that was the case. He denied that he had a predetermined view on the issues and said that they're very difficult matters being considered, and he's still got an open mind.
So who has made submissions so far?
Well, one of the first to be called to make a submission this morning was the Professor of Politics at La Trobe University, Robert Mann. Professor Mann is a regular commentator in the media and attracted quite a bit of attention with an article he recently published in the journal Quadrant, which he edits. He argued in that piece that it's indefensible that one company, News Limited, owns 70% of the newspapers circulating in Australia. He said it was a laughable situation. But Robert Mann did say he wasn't opposed to Rupert Murdoch employing editors to convey his own worldview. He said he didn't have a problem with that. He said in his mind the issue of independence was less important than diversity. He just wants a lot of other newspapers in Australia reflecting views other than those of Rupert Murdoch.
And did Robert Mann say anything about his own experience with News Limited?
Yes, he spoke about it at quite some length, Eleanor. He spoke of being quite shaken by some of the blogs associated with the News Limited papers, including the blog of columnist Andrew Bolt. He described himself as a victim of the Bolt blog for many years and said Professor Tim Flannery was in the same position. He said he'd been the victim of 188 incitements by Bolt on his blog, which resulted in more than 300 pages of responses from readers. And this is what Robert Mann said had really shaken him over the years. He said those comments were often malicious and defamatory and plain wrong, including people mixing him up with his nephew, David Mann, who led the recent High Court challenge by a group of refugees to opposing the Malaysia solution. And Robert Mann spoke about his frustration at being unable to correct some of those mistakes and the unwillingness of papers like The Australian and The Herald Sun to publish corrections. He said he didn't know what was happening to political culture in this country when there's no way for an individual to intervene in that process. And that led to quite a few questions from the chairman, Mr. Finkelstein, about the role of the Press Council.
And did Robert Mann make any comments about what he thought of the role of the Press Council?
Yes, he said he didn't think the Press Council was playing a big enough role at the moment, that the Council, he said, should have speedier hearings to look at quickly granting people a right of reply, particularly when it's virtually impossible, he said, for an individual to mount defamation proceedings because of the expense. And the former Federal Court Judge, Mr. Finkelstein, certainly agreed with that. And just a short time ago, we've heard the submission of Eric Beecher, who publishes a number of online sites, including Crikey and Business Spectator. He's also argued that the Press Council needs to be revitalised to recognise the immediacy of the internet. He'd like to see the lengthy hearing process ditched and to have reader complaints dealt with in a day.
Samantha Donovan at that media inquiry in Melbourne, thank you.